Wayne Warren is our good friend, and he has a message, I believe, on his heart this morning. And Brother Wayne, you come on and preach. And thank God for Brother Wayne. He and his wife, Ms. Jackie, have a ministry called Anna Ruth Christian Retreat. And it's down near Enfield, North Carolina, right off 95, where preachers, missionaries can come by and stay for nothing and get blessed. Amen. I love you, Brother Wayne. God bless you. You, thank the Lord for you. Bless you. Yes, mind the Holy Ghost.
Good morning. Turn your Bibles to Daniel 3. We're going to be starting in verse 19. Let us pray. Father, as I reminded you this morning of some of your promises, just like you needed reminding, that when I'm the weakest, you're the strongest. To call on you and you would show me mighty things which I know if not, you would answer me. That we would be able to preach this morning because you're going to strengthen me. I do pray that you would forgive me of any unconfessed sin. I do pray the Holy Spirit would rest upon my shoulder. Give me liberty and let the preaching be easy. Just preach through me in Jesus' name. Amen. What we see in Daniel 3 is King Ebenezer the king made an image of gold which was 90 feet high and 9 foot wide. And when he did that, he got all the sheriffs, the treasurers, the judges, the counselors, and the governors, and all the dignitaries together. And he gave them a command that when they heard all these different musical instruments, that they would fall down and worship the beast, and those that didn't were to be cast into a fiery furnace. And then there was some of the certain Chaldeans, the tattletales, came and said there's certain Jews that don't worship your beast. And King Ebenezer went into a rage of fury and said, bring them to me. And we're going to pick it up in verse 19. Then was Nebuchadnezzar full of fury, and the form of his visage was changed against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Therefore he spake and commanded that they should heat the furnace 1/7 times more than it was wont to be heated. And he commanded the most mighty men that were in his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and to cast them into the burning fiery furnace. Then these men were bound in their coats, their hosen, their hats, their other garments, and were cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Therefore, because the king's commandment was urgent and the furnace exceedingly hot, the flame of the fire slew those men that took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down bound into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Then Nebuchadnezzar the king was astonished and rose up in haste and spake and said unto his counselors, did not we cast three men bound into the midst of the fire? They answered and said, the king, true, O king. And he answered and said, lo, I see four men loose, walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt. And the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. April the 1st, I was down in Bladenboro, White Oak Free Will Baptist Church, the homegoing of Sister Peggy, Brother Bobby Carden's wife. And I was preaching the next morning, not the next morning, the following Sunday morning, and I felt certain God had laid a message on my heart to preach that following Sunday. And they told a story about Sister Peggy in her final days, that how she would sing, walk around me, Jesus. Walk around me, Jesus. walk around my bedside, Lord. Said then she'd raise her hands and praise the Lord. And it got to one verse in that song. Walk around me when I pray. And I about came out of my seat. And I borrowed a pen from Brother Wayne Hargrove. And I started writing. Called Brother Bobby on Wednesday after the committal service in Raleigh that Tuesday. Lord told me to call him. Tom said, Brother Bobby, I just want to tell you something this morning that God has given me a message. At the home going of Sister Peggy. He said, you don't know how much that has encouraged me this morning. You know, it's amazing how a lot of times God gives something to us, not for us, but for somebody else. But a lot of times we try to keep it because we think it's from us. Walk around me, Jesus.
Walk around me, Jesus. Walk around, walk around me, Jesus. Walk around, walk around me, Jesus. Walk around, walk around my bedside, Lord. Before Mama died, she called us to a bedside, told us the Lord all around. And in the night she closed her eyes, we could hear her singing, walk around me, Jesus, walk around, walk around me, Jesus, walk around, walk around me, Jesus, walk around, walk around me, Jesus, walk.
Told your son about the saving grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. Walking around your mama. When the question was asked, how are you? And she said, I'm good to go. He was walking around you. Amen. When he woke you up and told you to go see your mama and see her last breath. Walking around you, Brother Bobby, last night as you preached. Walk around me, Jesus. Walk around me when I travel. keep me safe and out of harm's way. Walk around these singers and these preachers as they travel. Keep them safe and trouble-free. Keep your hand on their equipment, their buses, their traveling. Make them run like brand new. When I try to take the wrong path, walk around me. Help me to avoid it, pass by it, not even go near it, to take the path that you're on. Walk around me, Jesus. Walk around me, Jesus, when I'm dying. Remind me of your promise that I'm going home to a place that was built by you. It won't be made by Bill Bob Construction Company. The water heater won't bust. The roof won't leak. The floor won't squeak. Never need repair. No moths. No mildew. Praise God. A home called a mansion. Amen. Not a room at the Red Roof Inn. Walk around me at my funeral. Walk around me, Jesus. Walk around those as you walked around me. March the 4th, 2000, at my daddy's funeral. When you walked behind me, you took the key from Satan. You unlocked that lock, broke that chain, led me to the altar. As I knelt on my knees, the Holy Ghost of God was sitting in front of me. And when I told you I was sorry and asked you to come in my life and save me, God, the Holy Ghost, jumped right into me. Praise God, he's been there ever since. Walk around me, Jesus. Walk around me when I study. Give me sweet nuggets. Reveal to me the truth that I may not preach a lie. Walk around me when I preach. Set the Holy Ghost of God upon me, that the liberty will be here. Touch the people that the preaching's for. Walk around us, Jesus. Walk around this camp meeting this week. Walk around Brother Billy and give him wisdom. Walk around us, Lord. Walk us around us and give us a little glimpse of your glory. Walk around us and revive us. Walk around us and restore us. Walk around us and refresh us. Restore us to each other. Restore us to you. Walk around us, Jesus. Walk around these singers as they sing. Walk around these preachers as they preach. Walk around and keep pride out of here. Walk around the ones that are involved with the highway shepherd. Let them know that their time is not wasted, that many lives and souls are going to be saved, and keep them encouraged. Walk around me when a heart is broken. Let me know that you are the potter and I am the clay. Walk around me when I'm in the fire, knowing that it's going to get rid of the junk in me and that when I'm going to come out, it's pure gold. Walk around us this morning, Jesus. Walk around us as we're getting older, and let us remind ourselves that that is where we're headed, that there is a place called heaven, that it is a real place. Walk around me when I'm discouraged. Walk around me and remind me, Lord, of your promises, that you are my strength, my rock, and your salvation. Remind us this morning as you walk around that I look up because my redemption draweth nigh. Walk around us this week. Walk around us, Jesus. Walk around us, Jesus. Walk around these as they travel home this week. Walk around those as they're coming here. Walk around those in the kitchen. Encourage them that their labor is not in vain, that they are serving your people.
Walk around me, Jesus.
This morning, is he walking around you? Stand up. Tell your neighbor, he's walking around me.
Jesus.
Walk around me, Jesus. Walk around me, Jesus.
Walk around my bedside, Lord. Before mama died,
walk around me, Jesus.
Walk around
me, brother. They walk around that bus.
Walking all around.
There were holes in them.
She closed her eyes. We could hear her singing.
Walk around you. Walk around me, Jesus. Walk around you in that little church. Walk around you.
Walk around me, Jesus.
Walk around me, Brother Dennis, he's walking around. He's walking around you in that little church up there. He walked around you and gave you a loving wife. Brother Tommy walks around you as you travel. Well, he's walking around. He's going to walk around somebody in that transmission is going to come in. Well, praise God and the Holy Ghost forever. Walk around you, honey.
Walk around
you to me. Praise the Lord.